So we're really excited about that. And Alicia's smiling, which tells me she's probably ready to talk about it. So if you dated Alicia in the past, just know she getting ready to come for you. I feel like that's what she getting ready to do. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Glass House Podcast. I'm Matthew.
I'm Alicia.
And it's Keenan.
This is another episode of the Glass House. We are extremely excited that you are here today. Today, we're going to have a serious conversation, and one that I think is kind of a spinoff of where we left off at last week. I know we talked about just what it poses to have a level of trauma in your childhood and how that flows into your adulthood and how it can possibly define who you are today. However, today we're going to talk about a trauma, any experience of relationships that result into infidelity or cheating. So we're really excited about that. And Alicia's smiling, which tells me she's probably ready to talk about it. So if you dated Alicia in the past, just know she get ready to come for you. I feel like that's what she get ready to do. So, but before we get into today's episode, I am going to check in with Keenan and Alicia to see how you guys are doing today. Are you guys well? What are you doing? How's your day?
Listen, today was rough, I'm not going to lie, but I think we're going to have a good discussion today. I think it's well needed. And I think that we're going to hit a lot of topics and we're going to nail a lot of stuff on the head. Keenan, how was your day?
Today was well. Today was great. Last week was not a good week for me, but this week I feel somewhat productive. And as long as it's a little bit better than where I was last week, I'm good with it. So,
how's the baby?
The baby is doing well. The baby's doing well. She is 1 month old now.
Ooh.
So fast. So fast. Time goes by.
Matthew, how are you?
Congrats to 1 month, Keenan. That is, you know, we aren't there yet, so that is a blessing that you've made it to 1 month with a baby. God gonna have to help me get to a month because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that crying, praise God. But you got to help me with that and that diaper change. How that diaper changing doing, Keenan?
You know, it's not that bad. I've been peed on once. But other than that, it's been all right. You know, you got to change clothes every time it's a blowout. You got to change the clothes. Just take everything.
I was just about to ask you, did you have an explosive yet?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Don't be the ones where you be like, yeah, just throw the whole baby away.
Yeah, just throw the whole baby away. And don't let her be on the bed and then it get all over the sheets and stuff.
I'm good. You know, we done. We good. We done.
Don't y'all be feeding her.
No, we good. We good. We good. We good. We good. We good. That was a lot for me just now. We good.
Bro, think about it. When you were a baby,
I'm not thinking about it.
Somebody had to change your diaper. Somebody had to wipe you off. Somebody had to do all of that for you. So you got to do it in return.
Guys, let's get into today's episode because this guy is losing his mind. All right, let's get into today's. Okay, I'm not gonna do this today. All right, now Alicia, you gotta stop laughing because if you start laughing, I'm gonna start. Alicia, please. Keenan, you gotta tell Alicia stop laughing. I cannot do this. But you have to stop laughing. What?
He was like, all right, Keenan, all right, all I thought about Father Keenan on the line.
What?
Can we move on?
Please? I just thought about that because, listen, once you became a dad, you're like a whole, you have a whole different light to you. And you like, you know, people get excited. And he was like, all right, I'm done.
Okay, can we start? Can we go ahead? All right,
go ahead, Matthew, because you're ready.
No, I'm just saying, because you start laughing and I can't stop laughing, so. For you to start laughing, yeah, I don't even know what's funny, but can you not, do not laugh. Thank you. I saw it coming just now. Thank you so much. All right, folks. When we embark on the voyage of new relationships, there are high rides of emotions and expectations. I think that through all intimate relationships, they're designed to be, in a sense, a safe space, safe to be yourself, safe to love without limits, and essentially a place where you establish exclusiveness and the understanding and the respected way that you both have agreed to. A broken heart isn't planned, neither is it often expected. When there's an agreement and when someone steps out, it hurts. In more ways than one, it can shatter someone. We often don't discuss the lasting scars of being stepped out on and what that causes. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the traumatic experience that infidelity causes and hopefully helpful tools to navigate through it. So before we start, I want you to send this episode to someone that you think can benefit from it. One, your next instruction is if you haven't subscribed to the Glass House Podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts at, I want you to go ahead and subscribe to it. Lastly, if it's helping you in any way, just leave us a 5-star rating at the bottom. It helps the algorithm to share with other people about what the Glass House could possibly contribute to their lives. So let's talk about it, folks. This is Keenan episode. I'm just in charge of the intro, so I don't know how I'm starting to lead it, but I'm getting ready to shift the corner real quick. So with that in mind, I want to ask you guys both, have you been on the receiving end of a relationship that resulted in being cheated on or stepped out on? Don't tell me what you learned from it. Tell me the story, what you've been through. And then we'll go into what you experienced, and then we'll talk about tools to help people. But tell me what you've been through. I'm going to go last because
you
I got to roll.
You want to be messy today.
Huh? Always go last.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? People come for the stories. I think people come for the, you can make it too. People really come because legit, we be telling our own business on here. So, and with that in mind, I'm going to go last, but Nalisha go first. Because I feel like women, but
I should go first.
But women always got the most traumatic ones. Oh my gosh! Like, that was kind of sexist. So I'm sorry. That was kind of sexist. It was sexist. That is on me. I apologize. Miles, please take that part out.
Yeah, Keenan go first, then me, and then Matthew. Since Matthew always want to go last.
You know what? You do you. I'm out. You do you. I'm gone. You do you. Bye. Go ahead on.
Go ahead, Keenan.
Man, I think. Have I been on the other side of it? Yes. But the relationship was really blurry. So what happened was, I don't know if I've shared this before, but what happened was I was in a relationship with a young lady, but at one point in time, we said we were going to take a break. Y'all know how that go, right? You take a break, right? So we took a break. But it was still known to a lot of people that we were in a relationship. It was still known to our family. You know, we're still in a relationship, but we're on a break. I don't even know what that is. But I did it, right? So I did it. The young lady tells me later on that while we were on this break, that she cheated on me. I'm not going to go into specifics, but it was a really weird conversation. But I accepted her conversation. I accepted her apology. And then it took me a while to figure out if I was going to get back with her or not. Now, in that moment, you know, emotions are high and she's crying and, you know, she's who confesses to cheating. And I didn't catch her in the act. I didn't, you know, see any text messages. I didn't, you know, she just kind of confessed. Which now that I think about it, probably could have meant something, but I don't know. But she kind of confessed. So in that moment, I was like, oh, you know, I guess that's nice of her to tell me. So, you know, it was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning when this is happening. So I'm like, you know,
it's okay. You one of them dummies, but go ahead on.
It's okay. We're going to work through it. How old was I? I think I was about 20.
Yeah, maybe. You were dumb.
19, 20.
You was 20 to letting a girl tell you she was going to cheat on you like that?
Well, she had already cheated, and she confessed to her cheating without me asking. So she confesses to her cheating. And
she done been cheating for a while.
That's what I'm thinking. Now that I'm thinking about it now that it's years later, I'm sitting here like, maybe this was already going on, you know?
She was in love with that man. Let's talk about it. She was in love with that man.
I think now that one specifically, I did know about. Now that guy specifically, I think she probably talked to multiple guys. But that one specifically was like an old fling. You know how women have that guy that lingers around, you know? And I could talk about it because I've been that guy in certain situations too. But you have that guy that lingers around, maybe from high school, or maybe that what if guy, you know. And it was one of those. So it was that one what if guy. And while we were on the break, she found out what if. So I was on the receiving end of it. My response, was to go and cheat back. That was my initial response. My initial response was, okay, well, you did it to me. I'm gonna go catch my body. But I felt so
Wait. So she did that during
this episode the break. Is just taking a massive turn.
No, wait, but okay, so she did her during the break. Did you do yours while y'all were back in a relationship?
Oh.
Cause that's different now.
I guess technically. But I guess so. It was so long ago. You know, my memory is so blurred.
The memory there. Don't I let the memory go on. The memory is there.
But you know, we started talking again or whatever. But I guess before we fully said, all right, hey, we'll get back together. We'll do it. I had already kind of went and did my own little thing too. So it was like, okay, cool. You did you. I did me. Let's get back together. Does that make sense? Probably not, but...
Go ahead, Nalisha. Go ahead. Because to let Keenan start with that, we're supposed to be talking about trauma. This man said he got his body back. So you know what? Go ahead. Nalisha, go ahead. It's all right.
But the thing about that
I don't know if you can clean that up. I just don't know if you can
clean that up. No, but the thing about that is, by me going to, quote-unquote, get my body back, does that not, one, cause more trauma?
To who?
For me and my relationships?
You know what you was doing.
I knew what I was doing.
I'm going to get my lick back. And you just said, so first
body
of all,
back.
Body back. Right. Yeah. So you kind of contradicted yourself just a little bit because you said that y'all got back together and then you went to go get your body
Alicia, back. Alicia, actually, I think we can just do this. This boy ain't got no trauma. This boy causing trauma. I think you and I can just do this ourselves.
He really is causing trauma.
I think you and I could do this.
I had trauma from it.
Now, I was a little toxic too, but for this man to tell that story just now, yeah, we're moving on.
That's the only one that I know of me.
It's fine. You can just listen because clearly you have problems.
You know what? That works good. That works perfect because
he's the aggressor. Got it.
No, I'm not. I wasn't the one that cheated first.
So what did you do? I don't even know where Nalisha went. It's all right.
We
don't
keep it going.
So I was
on a break.
So I'm talking. You know what? This is too jokey to be this serious of a conversation, so we need to keep it moving, please. I guess I can speak about in regards to, I remember back in 2019, I was dating this girl for an on and off extenuation of time, like just on, we're here, off, we're there, on, we're here, off, we're there. It was consistent. Inconsistent, rather. In 2019, she reached out to me and she asked for me to meet her at her parents' house. I had not talked to her. Like, I don't know, for a phone, for it's like text message. It's been a while since I talked to her. And she's like, can you meet my parents' house? I want to talk to you about something. I'm like, okay, sure. Whatever you want to talk to me about. I had no idea what she wanted to talk about. I went to her parents' house. She was parked outside in the car. If I'm not mistaken, I think I got into her car in the passenger seat. And I remember she said to me, she was like, I hate you. And I haven't learned how to love right because you did me so wrong. I thought about in that moment ways I should respond, but then I remembered I should have just listened because she told me, she went on to tell me about how difficult relationships had been for her in her life based upon how I had treated her when we were together because I had cheated on her. And she talked about how there was a lasting effect to me cheating on her and how she wasn't able to trust other people who she felt had good intentions, because through the lens of her being able to determine if someone's intentions were pure, that was turned off in a way. And how can someone like me come into her life looking so right, packaged in the way that I came into her life, but being so wrong for her? And so I remember that and what she described. I don't know what she's doing today. But I didn't appreciate how she told me she hate me, though. I didn't appreciate that.
Did she ever explain why she wanted to have that conversation with you?
Yes, because she said that she was talking to her mom about this boy she was trying to date or trying to be with. And her mom, like, was talking to her about it. And as she continued to go on, her mom was like, you know what? It sounds like you've got a lot of unforgiveness towards Matthew. And you need to release what it is you feel. And to end the conversation with her, so Nalisha can chat, she said, I forgive you. I won't forget, but I forgive you. And I release you from my life. I remember those words very vivid. She said, I forgive you. And I release you from my life. And I asked her in the end, like, you know, was that all? And she said to me, yeah, I hope to never see you again because I deserve to be loved right. Now, immaturity would say, you wasted my time. But maturity would say that for some reason, she felt like that conversation was necessary in order for her to move past me, because in some way I was still in the way of what she was trying to do. So that's, I think that's not my hurt from being stepped out on. That's me reflecting on the hurt that I know I caused someone for stepping out on them. So yeah, go ahead, Nalisha.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a little, that's tough.
Anytime
that's
somebody crazy. Breathe like that, they getting raped. Up, go ahead on.
Listen, she better than, that was definitely mature. Wait, what, questions from Matthew?
Yeah, no, but I'm gonna wait. But I got questions, because that is really.
Ask your question now before you forget.
No, because I think for her to do that, like you said, is very, very mature, right? To have that conversation. Mm-hmm. But knowing that you've pushed somebody to that point to where, all right, this is my question. My question is, do we always have to go back and confront the person to get over what they did?
Not necessarily. I don't think so. And the reason why I say that is because it may take that for someone. Everybody is different. Some people you can just say, you know, you can just pray about it and be like, you know what? God, I give it to you. I'm giving you all my hurt, all my trauma, everything from this person. Or sometimes, like, because, you know, some people go to therapy, too. So when you go to therapy, sometimes they say, well, maybe you need to have a conversation with them and get closure. But it's not for everyone.
Matt,
go ahead, Kenan.
I was going to say, do you think that, say you moved away or whatever before, you know, if you had moved away during that time or whatever, and you weren't able to pull up to her parents' house or whatever, stuff like that, do you feel like that conversation, because you say you guys were on and off for a while, if that conversation never had happened, do you think it was possibly for y'all to just go back into your old ways and flip the switch back on?
No. I think that infidelity can be traumatic, causing intense pain and emotions. And I think there's a level of PTSD that may be involved in people experiencing infidelity in a lot of ways. Anxiety, intrusive thoughts, fear about whatever, trust issues, stress. It comes in a variety of different ways. So I say all that because I don't think that her and I could have ever went like forward, because we never stopped moving backwards. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if trust, I don't know, I thought about this recently. I was writing something recently. Trust is lost in buckets and regained in raindrops. When you lose it, you lose a lot of it. But when you're trying to get it back, it comes back, drop, 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 drop. And so, like, I don't think she could have ever been able to trust me because I lied so long. See, that's another conversation we need to talk about.
That's good, though.
Like, that is, like, the trauma. Okay, so, Nalisha, I want you to go here because I feel like you got something good for us that you ain't tapped in it yet, but I'm going to help you tap into it.
I'm trying to figure out which story y'all want.
We want them all, sus. So there's a, like, and I'm done. My contribution is done to this conversation after this. I am. I'm going to let Nalisha have. My contribution is done. There's the action, and then there's the follow-up action. There's the you did it, and then there's the you making me look like I'm dumb for telling you that I know you did it. So there's the, I think there's layers of cheating. I'm done. I promise. My last contribution. You cheat on me. You did that. You lie to me. That's embarrassing me. So you got the shame of having someone step out on you. Then you've got the insult of having someone tell you that you don't see what you know you see. So insult to injury combined with trying to grapple with the fact that you want to move forward and you deserve better. It's hard because you're encapsulated in this time zone of knowing they really had me up. Like,
that sounds like manipulation.
Go ahead. No, because you like to talk about people, Nalisha. So go ahead on. Keenan, she knocks us when we're down, buddy. When we talk about it, when we get vulnerable, she doesn't. She takes it there. She embarrasses us. So you go ahead on that shit. You have this episode. You be blessed. I'm gonna sit here and mind my business.
I have a question, and I'm gonna tell my story.
Boo! You go ahead and do you, boo. I'm going mute. Go ahead on.
I have a question, and then I'm gonna tell either both stories or one story. I don't know. Y'all know I always got a story, but I have a question. So, let's say the woman is mature enough to ask you and come to you like, hey, you know, is there someone else or, you know, is there something going on? Why do y'all feel like y'all got to lie? Why y'all can't tell the truth? As much as it hurts, as much as the truth hurts, I would rather hear the truth than for you to lie. That's what makes it worse. And then y'all end up in a breakup that's traumatizing simply because you couldn't tell the truth.
I think a lot of times as men, we don't want to let go of something that we feel is ours. So even this is very toxic. This is very toxic. I get it. I know. And I understand. But as men, a lot of times when something that we have either worked for or spent some time with or have invested something in, right? A lot of times we don't want to let that go. So it is the selfish part of us that says, yeah, I'll keep you, right? And I'll lie to you because you benefit me in a certain way. I know this sounds so crazy, and it's crazy that I'm even saying this, but I think that's what it is. Like most guys, because if I find that you benefit me in a certain way, I'll keep you for that reason. This is why we hear people say, oh, well, you need different people for different things. Or a guy might say, I need a different woman because my one woman know how to cook and the other one know how to give me good sex. And then the other one know how to do this and the other, you know, so it is very, very selfish in a way or whatever. And then you got to be able to ask yourself, what are you really looking for? Right? What is it that you really want? And why are you doing this?
Why not just get X, Y, and Z and be single? You know what? I'm going to tell my story before I ask all these questions because, child. Okay, which one y'all want? Y'all want the crazy story or y'all want a regular story?
Nah, before you get started, I'm going to go finish rolling this up real quick. So go ahead. Do you?
Boy, please.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Which one y'all want?
We want them all. We want them. Let's hear it, Lalisha.
Give me
who had you up the most. That's what I want to hear.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. So this is when I first moved to Savannah. I call it Little Savannah. I don't like Savannah. Y'all know that. Not to, you know, discredit nobody. But
well, damn, I guess we know how she feel about Savannah, man. Go ahead on.
Yeah, I don't talk to them. Okay, so I moved to Savannah and I was already in a very like depressive state because I didn't want to, like, I didn't mind moving, but when I got here, it just made me sad. I didn't have no friends here. I didn't know anybody. You know, I was like really by myself. So I met this dude and he seemed to be very nice. You know, we went out on dates and, you know, the whole full shebang. I was with this man. Mind you, I didn't have a job when I first moved here, but I did have money. I did have money in my savings. So I was using that money to live. you know, to get me through until I got a job. Because when me and my mom moved here, you know, she had already gotten a job. So me and this man was together every day. When I say every day, y'all, every day from sunup to sundown. How a man can cheat when you do when you with him from sunup to sundown, child, I don't know. So I found out later on in the relationship, we wasn't even together that long. I didn't even love the man, but you know, like I liked him a lot. So I'm getting there, Keenan, I'm getting there. So, you know, I liked him a lot. And, you know, he was the first person to get me out of the house. Like I was stuck in the house. Like I said, I was in a very depressive state. He had a kid. And, you know, they came to my house. He met my mom, you know, things of that nature. And I found out he was cheating. I found out he was cheating because the girl messaged me and she was like, yeah, she came to me as a woman, y'all. So the girl messaged me and she was like, hey, you know, he's really just not who you think he is. She was like, she was very nice about it. Now she didn't come off like this my man, you like, she didn't do none of that. She was very nice about it. She was like, I just want to let you know, before it gets too, you know, too deep, like that this is who he is. He's not who you think he is. When he says that, when he told you that, you know, y'all were, cause he ended up breaking up with me for some reason. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the reason why he broke up with you is because, you know, I did tell him that, you know, he needed to choose. And I was telling her, like, you know, he was saying how he wanted to get back together with me and this, and that. So the man, this was his ex-girlfriend. The man was cheating on me with the ex-girlfriend. The man was cheating on the ex-girlfriend with me. The man was cheating on both of us with another girl. So, right. So with that being said, I went to go meet up with him, you know, have a conversation with him in person. I'm just that kind of person sometimes, you know, sometimes I want to talk to you in person. Sometimes I don't really want to talk. So I went to go meet up with him and I was on the phone with her. The girl pulled up. She pulled up. Right. She pulled up to the
You scandalous, bro. You playing that.
See, why y'all be playing this type of game?
See, go ahead on. See, that was something. This ain't no trauma. This ain't no trauma. You set him up. Go ahead on, though.
I swear I didn't. I was just as shocked as he was when she pulled up. So she pulled up, you know, and we having a conversation with him. And he just said something that took me off the edge. And I almost tried to hit him with my car, y'all. So... Why are you making that face, Matthew? So I literally, like, I got in my car. I tried to hit him with my car. I backed up and tried it again, and I drove off. And I just thought to myself, how could I let anybody, let alone a man, get me that much out of character? And I've been cheated on in a lot of my relationships, like a lot. Probably majority of them besides like two, if I'm being honest. So like it traumatizes me because I come to a point where I'm very mature for my age. So that same conversation that I was telling y'all, I try to have that conversation. Like, are you happy within a relationship? You know, is there someone else that you're talking to? You know, because women's intuition is real. So for you to sit there and lie to me and say, no, there's no one else. Yes, it's real. Because we be right. Y'all be lying. You just said it for yourself. You said, we like to hold on to what we can hold on to. Come on now, Keenan.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
No, there's no but.
I've always had a thing about y'all be in denial. Intuition. I've always had a thing about like.
Y'all be in denial.
I mean, I don't think there is a. Like.
You can read a person and you can tell when somebody's actions are changing up. You can tell when even little stuff. If you know someone well enough, you can kind of tell, right? I guess that because the conversation that I was trying to bring up earlier was the fact that I asked her, like, hey, you got something going on? Like, just out of the blue. You got something going on?
Yo, Keenan, leave that story alone, bro.
And she told me, right? I didn't expect for her to tell me, but she told me.
But you gotta leave that one alone, though, no cap.
But do
okay. So I will say, like, for me, what I gained that I had trauma from that experience and multiple different experiences is that one, when I'm unhappy in a relationship, I make that known. Like, I make that known in a relationship, but it's to the point where you can tell that I give up. Before it even gets to maybe the cheating point, I give up because it's no point. So that's something that I've learned that I know is like traumatizing. Like I'm quick to give up. I'm quick to any little thing that kind of makes me feel like any little difference. It can be you didn't text me good morning. You text me good morning every day, but you missed that one morning. What's up?
But do you think that's at the result of having someone not treat you right? Like, or not necessarily treat you right, but someone like stepping out on you or having some type of extra relationship.
How do you deal with the person who has been cheated on and you're just coming into a relationship with them, but you know that they've experienced being cheated on in the past? How is a man supposed to deal with that?
Spare grace. I think that we have expectations that people already come healed. And the truth is, all of us have bruises and scars from past relationships. When you talk about a relationship that suffered infidelity or domestic violence, no one comes completely unscathed from hurt. So I think we should first spare grace, and then we should assist a person with eliminating self-sabotaging words to themselves. I'm not pretty enough. I don't look good enough. I'm not worthy to be loved. I don't deserve being loved. Because a lot of times we say in the church community, you shall have whatever you say. But the truth is, you should have whatever you say and what you see. Because if you're saying one thing, but you're around people that you can see who are motivating opposite of what you are saying that's negative to yourself, then I think it can kind of help steer you in the right direction and kind of help you. But number three I would lift up is we have to be patient when we have triggers in ourselves that we have not been able to identify that can possibly set someone else off. Some of us are inconsistently consistent. And because of that behavior, when we have people in our lives who want to love us, but because they've had bad relationships, that inconsistency causes a trauma trigger in someone's life, where the first thing they want to do is run away from you.
Can I say something too? Yeah. And this is for men or women, more so, you know, to the women. Be honest when you don't have to tell everybody what you've been through. You don't have to tell them your trauma. Because sometimes when you tell them everything that you've been through as far as a relationship or previous relationship, like when a man asks you, what do you look for in a man? Just let him know, like, I'll tell you when I see it. Because, and the reason why I say that is because we're sitting here and we're telling them all of our trauma and they pretty much have a one up on us. And this is men and women. Like, yes, we need to be vocal about what we went through, you know, to an extent, because you're giving this man access to know what your triggers are. You're giving this man access to know she dealt with this, you know, with this man, then she'll be able to deal with that with me. But be honest when you first get in a relationship or when you're talking to someone, this is what I'm going to tolerate and this is what I'm not going to tolerate, and stand on that. A relationship does take work, but once you stand on what you said and that man sees that you're serious about what you're going to take, what you're going to intake in a relationship and what you're not, I feel like it'll work out so much better. I mean,
you know what?
Those are just advice, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really great. That's really great. You know what I found to be successful, especially in my marriage, and y'all know I'm very transparent. My marriage has been my longest relationship that I've ever been in. Right. I got engaged pretty quick because I'm like, Lord, I don't know if this one gonna last or not, right? But what worked for me with meeting my wife, which was my girlfriend at the time, which was a girl who slid in my DMs, you get what I'm saying? Like, that started the situation off. We didn't have those conversations. I cannot remember a time in the first couple of months or maybe in the first month or two, we didn't bring up what happened to you in your past. We didn't bring up, you know, who was your exes or this, that, and the third. We didn't bring up what kind of man you like or what kind of woman you like. We literally just took time to learn each other and just enjoy. Right. And whatever came with it was like we were just learning each other without asking the questions. So it was more of spending time with her, going out with her, talking with her, figuring out what she liked, who she was as a person. to where months later, when we did have the conversations and revisiting our past, and she told me that she had been in a domestic violence type of situation or whatever, then it was to the point to where it wasn't so much of a she's handing me over her triggers, but it was she's handing me over what it takes to protect her. Right. So that's what worked for me is I kind of, and I don't know if I purposely did that or not, because I had tried to do that in so many previous relationships to automatically start off with the, what do you like? What do you don't like? What do you expect in a guy? And da, 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 da. Because once we hear that as a man, then we try to paint the picture of what it is you want. Right. And what you tell me you want the first week that we meet probably isn't what you actually need. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. But no, literally, I'm serious, like,
no, that's lit. That's good.
You know, what you tell me you want in a man and in a guy, because you've just experienced certain situations or you've just experienced certain relationships, that's probably not, that sounds good, but that's probably not what you actually need. So I think taking the time to just learn the person, be the person, we say start off as friends or whatever, but literally just learn who that person is, spend time with them or whatever. Both me and my wife had came out of situations where we were like, man, I'm totally done with relationships altogether. So by the time we met each other, it was like, I'm not expecting much. And what came out of that was really, really great. So I don't know if that makes sense. But.
No, I mean, it does make sense, right? Like, I think like a lot of times, like, you know, we talk about the effects of something, and oftentimes you can't really experience the effects of something until you go through it. But there are, the level of distress that can be experienced depends on the unique situation. Again, like we talked about the last episode, everybody trauma doesn't show up in the same way. However, let's run the block real quick. I want to talk about 7 ways to deal with infidelity trauma in any way. That's what I kind of want to set up into the next segment of this conversation. The pain of betrayal of infidelity can feel suffocating. It can feel isolating. But whatever we do, we have to try not to blame ourselves. Working through these difficult emotions won't be easy, and you may have to give yourself plenty of time and space, but doing so will be beneficial. So I think there's 7 ways that we can ensure, or 7 ways we can go through trauma of having someone cheat on us or whatever. The first one is, of course, don't blame yourself. Putting the burden on yourself will only make it harder to heal. Remembering that you are not in control of someone else's decisions. Let me say it again. Yeah. You are not in control of someone else's decisions or their behaviors. If so, if you continue to blame yourself, you will disconnect from your reality and your healing that will cause you to be able to move forward. So first, don't blame yourself. It's not your fault that someone didn't appreciate what you brought to the table. Number two, learn to trust again. Again, this starts with you. Trusting yourself can help you believe in your judgment and your intuition again, because there is a level of trust that is breached when someone has cheated on you. It comes with this gravitas of not feeling enough. It comes with this idea that you don't have what it takes. And it comes, most importantly, with a defense mechanism that automatically gets in place. Like, how dare you let yourself love that hard? Yeah. How dare you let your guard down and let that person in? How dare you let them lie to you? We start blaming ourselves for the stuff that we missed. So I would say, number one, of course, as I've already said, we have to not blame ourselves. Number two, we have to learn to trust again. The first person you've got to learn to trust again is not a new boo, not a new bae, not a new bestie. The first person that you have to learn to trust again is you. You have to learn to trust your judgment again, because if you don't, you won't be able to trust somebody again. I just said something really good. Because if you don't trust that the light is green and it's now time to go across the street, you'll be stuck, and then you'll cause an accident and cause a backup for everybody else. So you have to now trust your direction and your sense of purpose. And then number three, as we talked about the last time, we have to practice self-care. Oftentimes when we're going through something, we think that our acts of kindness towards other people will make up for the wrong that somebody did towards us. I am talking today. So with that in mind, don't just try to be good to other people. Be good to you. Because if you forget to be good to you and people were bad to you, you won't learn to appreciate how much more you have left. People cheating on you, they didn't take something from you. they exposed you to something. If we feel like, oh, they took a piece of my heart, they took a piece of my expectation, they took a piece of my love, then in that case, nobody wants anybody that doesn't have nothing left for them. Now, Alicia, I'm good. Go ahead. You can take over. I just said something. I'm going to leave it controversial on purpose. So y'all go ahead on.
I definitely agree with that. I feel like when it comes to cheating, when it first happens, you know, like the saying goes, fool me once, you know, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you, fool me three times, you know, then there's something wrong. Like, I definitely think that we need to.
Yeah, I think we definitely need to take the time to. We definitely need to take the time to, you know, get back to loving ourselves. Because first of all, whenever you're going into a relationship, somebody's supposed to add to your happiness. They're not supposed to be your happiness. So if they're your happiness and you don't have your own happiness, then guess what? It's never going to work out, because you're always going to feel some kind of insecurity. We all have insecurities, but the main one should not be how we look, how we, you know, how we feel about ourselves. It shouldn't be, oh, you know, I don't look like myself today, or, you know, this, this, and that. I just think that it just, you got to get back to loving yourself first. And if you need to take a year off, I know some people don't like to be alone. It really helps for you to take that time to get to know and to love yourself first before being in a relationship. Both of y'all can't be insecure.
What does that look like? Because a lot of times we say, oh, I'm taking this amount of time off, or I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I'm just trying to find me.
Go ahead.
What does that look like? How long does that take? You know, like, what are we searching for? When we say, I'm trying to find me, what am I searching for?
You're just trying to find that happiness within yourself, and only you know how long that takes. There's no time limit on it. I'm just speaking from experience. With me, I took, I think a year and a half, almost 2 years. But I was just working. I was just living my life. I was just trying to, you know, find myself through God. You know, I was trying to do all of that by myself. And I mean, in the midst of time, I was talking to people here and there, but I definitely, it was just talking. Like, I wasn't really wanting to get in a relationship with anybody. And you, sometimes when it happens, it just happens. That's literally what it is. You can be single for 2 months and meet the love of your life. You can be single for 3 years and meet the love of your life. It just depends on you. But you have to get to a point where you love yourself, which means, like I said, you shouldn't be looking for happiness within anyone else. They should add to your happiness. If you're miserable throughout the day and you meet somebody and you feel like they're your world, you feel like you got to stop whatever you're doing just to talk to them, and your life can't go on without them and this and that, no. Then you're not happy within yourself.
I like that.
I would align to that as well. Everyone who experiences some level of hurt through a relationship, it's hard to see a new one without experiencing or expecting that same level of hurt. Like, whether you were the victim or whether you were the person that caused it. Like, most likely if you were the victim, like, you automatically assume that, is this person going to hurt me? We all have triggers that oftentimes, like, for instance, Kenny, you have a kid now, right? Like, you can do how many allergy tests you want. At some point, every parent finds out what their kid is allergic to when they're allergic to it.
Right.
We don't know that we're going to have our hearts broken sometimes until it's actually broken. And we're left with the pieces to try to figure it out along the way. There can be symptoms, there can be signs, or whatever the case may be. But I think, just to encompass what Nalisha said, it is not the responsibility of those who hurt us to heal us. It is our life, and we have to own our healing. And how we own our healing is putting us back where we should have never left in our lives. And that's first. So many times Keenan and I were having a conversation about this yesterday. So many times we encapsulate our lives in the person that we're with or that we want to be with, that we forget what we enjoy. We forget what makes us happy. We forget places that we enjoy going. We forget things that we like to buy for ourselves. There is a level of selflessness when it comes to relationships, but there's a level of selfishness that doesn't need to go away. Because if not, when hit the fan, you can't find you. Because you left you when they left. You were in the suitcase when they left. But go ahead, Keenan. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, we're going to wrap up. But to piggyback off of what you were just saying, be intentional about spending time with yourself. I grew up as an only child, so it's kind of like imperative that I do so. My wife has a huge family and I got a lot of friends and stuff like now and all that. That's good. That's good. And that's fine. But every once in a while, I got to duck away. Right. Me, myself, I go to the bar by myself. You get what I'm saying? I go to or if I'm going to study,
they know my drink. They know my drink.
Right.
They know my drink. When I go there, she knows. She said, you want the green marijuana or you want the strawberry Moscow Mule. She knows my drink.
It's you being there too much for me.
Right. But, you know, whatever it is. I mean, for me, it's kind of like I'll go on a walk by myself. Sometimes that walk might be a mile. Sometimes I might just walk 5 miles that day, right? Whatever it is. I'll go on a walk by myself. I'll go to a park by myself. Go to the bar by myself. I'll go watch a movie by myself. I'll go to a hookah lounge by myself. And it's not disrespecting my relationship, but it's honestly putting up boundaries for myself and then also sharing with my spouse or my significant other that, hey, rather you leave me today or tomorrow, I'm going to still make sure I'm good, you know? And I don't know if that comes from being in relationships where I was totally distracted by the person that I was with and I wanted to invest so much time and so much space and so much money into that person to where whatever she wanted to do, that's what I did. And now I've learned that I can do both and. What my wife wants to do, I can spend time with her. I can do whatever she wants to do. I can hang out with her. We can watch the movie she wants to watch. We can do whatever. But then I also need to make sure that I'm intentional about spending time with myself, right? And especially as we grow older, as we start to become managers of jobs and people, as we start to become parents, as we start to become put on different roles and different hats or whatever, you really must take time to yourself to say, before I was a daddy, before I was somebody boo thing, a husband, whatever, before I was all of this, who was I, right? And what did I like? What was my thing or whatever? So try to find that thing. You know, even if it's little by little, if you used to like poetry when you were a kid or whatever, pull out a piece of paper and a pen. Just try it. We ain't saying you got to publish it. We ain't saying you got to go live on IG or Facebook and tell us. You get what I'm saying? But just try something. Just try something to kind of get back in that space for you. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I stand. Nalisha, go ahead because you're smiling. I mean,
I'm just saying, y'all pretty much, you know, hit the nail on the head for sure. Like I was saying before, just always be authentically yourself, you know? If you feel like you have to, there's things that you may have to alternate for the person that you're with, but you should never have to change who you are when you're with someone. And if you find, like for me, if I'm in a relationship with someone and I find myself not doing what I love, which is styling people or, you know, things like that, if I find myself doing that, then maybe that person is not for me. And you know, there's times where people say too, you know, well, you need to be with someone who's going to push you. If I'm lazy, I'm going to be lazy regardless. It's no matter who I'm with.
You're saying something.
You know,
you're talking right. You're talking right because grown people want a mama and a daddy instead of a husband or a wife or a boyfriend.
Exactly.
You're saying something. No, you're saying something now. You're talking now. I'm going to let that go to you talking though. You better go ahead and talk that shit. Better go ahead on. You're saying something now, boy.
No, but for real, like in a relationship, you know, the person should be your support system, at least a part of that support system. But you have to show up for yourself every day. If you don't show up for yourself, then guess what they're going to do? they're going to let you wallow in whatever you want to wallow in. They're only going to be there for you the best way they know how. So if you're going to sit there and you're not going to be there for yourself, or you're not going to be happy within yourself, how do you expect someone to genuinely be happy with you? Because sometimes when we're sad within ourselves, or we don't care, you know, we always got something to say about how we look or whatever the case may be. You're honestly showing that to the person that you're with. And then it becomes that trauma kind of leads on to them. And that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But yeah, so we're going to wrap this up, y'all. This was great. I'm not going to lie. This was great.
No, I ain't going to lie. You just gave my Facebook status. You can't expect them to be happy with you if they weren't happy for you. Just saying. Thank you. Typing it right now.
Look, let's talk about it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, I got to post on the book. Yeah. So, but seriously, though, like, I think, like, we would just conclude here, and this has gone 50 minutes. I think this is our new trend. But I think as we conclude, I hope that whoever listens to this episode, you get the freedom to find you again. And I hope that you give yourself the patience to heal from whatever it is that you don't talk about and the things that you know deep down that you haven't recovered from. And I also hope that whoever is in relationships or desire to be in a relationship with somebody that has been wounded by their past, that you have the grace and the fortitude to stick beside them as they go through the healing process and not cause more damage. Because the last thing we need is somebody coming at our scars with a sword, causing more pain. And most importantly, I hope that all of you who are listening to this episode realizes the effects that we have on people when we don't just go let them do them. Like, the fact that we're here talking about this in this setting says a couple things, but most importantly, it says that those of us like myself who has caused that kind of pain to someone, if you're going to hurt me, just let me go. Like, that is what I hope that you walk away with, is that if you have any plans on, just let me go. Let me go back to my mama house. Let me go back to my daddy house. Let me go get my own house. Right. But if you're going to hurt me, let me go. Because the last thing anybody wants is you to hold on to me and keep hurting me. And then when you're done, you let me go. But you let me go after you've broken me. And now I've got to find me and the pieces that you took when you left. So, yeah.
Some folk don't want to be let go.
And listen.
What you're I right. Do you're, say is see, because some of y'all, that peen is too good, and you can't get off of it.
I just wanted to throw that in there. I just wanted, because I just
so y'all, so y'all sharing. So now y'all sharing. See, Keenan, this was very serious, but you were no, Keenan, you ruined it. Keenan, you ruined it. It was serious. Go ahead, Nalisha, go ahead. Be serious, please, because he didn't know how to be serious. So go ahead.
I'm not sure I understand.
Go ahead. See, the watch didn't know. Go ahead.
Maybe I shouldn't say what I was about to say.
No, well, go ahead and say it, Nalisha. Hell, we already here now. Go ahead on.
I was about to say, just make sure y'all ain't out here like Keenan trying to get a body back, because
Keenan, we heard you, though, so you can just leave. We heard you. We heard you.
I got over it.
Child.
Right. You ought to be. All I'm gonna say is, you know, it's like when you go to the bar and you get really drunk. I don't say I got drunk. I say somebody overserved me. Same thing when we talk about
delusional.
When you talk,
you ask for them drinks.
Delusional, that's what you are.
And I don't drink. I don't drink. I have adult beverages. It's a difference.
That sounds like such a professional alcohol You're a professional alcoholic. That's what it's like.
Excuse me?
We know what the next conversation will be about.
Right. That's
being overserved. Because I was trying to go somewhere with that, but y'all derailed me. I was trying to say those are examples of more higher class of words to replace. And I was saying Keenan didn't do those things. He enjoyed his singleness. That's what I was going with that. But...
Yeah.
You did, didn't you? Go disagree. Like, don't take too long to agree.
Keenan got back in that relationship and cheated on that girl, and then was like, yeah, I cheated back.
Keenan, you did that for real, bro? No cap, be honest.
I didn't tell her that I cheated back, so I hope she doesn't listen to this. She doesn't know. I hadn't told her, so maybe somebody else told her. I didn't tell her that I cheated back.
I'll call you back. Let me go ahead and call her real quick.
But then about a month or so later, I just realized, bro, this ain't it. You get what I'm saying? So I broke up with her. But I
you
but
probably traumatized that girl.
No, I didn't.
No cap.
I'm talking about she all right. She's
the ability to recover from like the ability to recover with that person is hard as hell.
It's hard, bro. It was so hard for me because I mean, and I know we done. But after she told me that she cheated on me, then I turned into the nigga that I didn't want to be. I turned into the, oh, let me, she left her computer open and she got her text messages linked to her MacBook or whatever. I'm scrolling through the MacBook trying to see who she talking to. I don't do stuff like that. I can't do this.
How you get to the MacBook though? That's
you
crazy.
Was linking the messages to your phone, Keenan?
No, I wasn't doing all that. She left.
No, Alicia, everybody ain't did that, bro. Like, chill
she
on
left
me.
The MacBook I with didn't do me, that. Which she shouldn't have done. She left the MacBook with me, and I just opened it. I said, "Well,
oh, because you became insecure, so it's all right when they do. Don't worry about it. I'm done.
I'm not saying that. I'm just
saying.
It's
cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
Birds of a feather, we ain't flocking together. All right, y'all.
Well, Keenan, I didn't flock with you.
I know. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there.
I led the group. That's not funny. That's not funny. Just, why are you laughing? That's not. Wait a minute. Are we? We're not laughing. I'm not gonna be talked about. We're not laughing about that. It's not funny.
Y'all, please share this podcast and share this episode.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm about to go to have a couple of dope beverages.
See what I'm saying?
Welcome back, Matthew. Would you like what you said?
Strawberry Moscow Mule or green.
What name you give them when you go in there? Because I know you don't tell them
that. You definitely don't tell them that.
Boy, you know my name, Edward.
Eddie! They be like, Eddie!
I be like, that got a zombie! It's a zombie! Couple of dope beverages, boy. Them. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Glass House Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, send it to somebody and hopefully you'll leave us some stars at the bottom. Thank you for tuning in another day. We appreciate you. We'll see you on the Glass House. Again, my name's Matthew.
I'm Nalisha.
And it's Keenan.
Bye.